This just feels like the horses are in the starting gate. You know, it's kind of a festive time today, but at the end of the day, the door opens and we get to run to Christmas with carefree abandon.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I think our 500th episode was our peak. That one that we're sliding downhill right now. So I'm hoping it's a slow decline and not a quick thing here.
I have an excuse. I was up late smashing potatoes and peeling them first and doing all kinds of things to try and get ready for today's Thanksgiving celebration that my father.
Oh, so you begin today, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have one today and we're doing all the cooking for it. And then we have another one tomorrow at our house where we're doing all the cooking for that one too.
That seems like it's unfair. It just seems unfair. But 'tis the season, Scott. Well, I got up this morning, kind of not surprised, but we have like big news happening around here. We're getting a Chipotle within 20 miles of us, and that's huge news.
Wow.
Because I know it. I know. And so apparently my older boys, not my older boys, but I guess they're my younger boys, said, it opens today, which is Wednesday as we record this. And so Abe, who's 21, decided to call a friend and his youngest brother, Jed. They were all going to spend the night in the parking lot in line, you know, to get a free. Hopefully they were giving away free things. They didn't know. And so, you know, their moms, what if they get hypothermia, you know, and is scared for them. And they were planning it all out. So when I went to bed at about 10 o'clock, they were planning to go. So I was, you know, every time I woke up, dear God, pray that they would be warm and that having a good time and protected. And well, I came down and his car was in its place and I thought they didn't go. And Jed was downstairs and he said, we decided not to go because Abe called the other guy who was going to go and his sister said they saw people in it last night. So They chickened out last minute.
Well, it's not like it's a Chick-fil-A. I mean,
that's true.
If it was Chick-fil-A, it would be worth it.
Well, you know, the thing is, they didn't even know if they were going to get anything. Right. And I'm like, well, what if they just give you a bookmark when you get there? Thanks for visiting us. Here's a balloon and a bookmark.
Here's your sticker.
Here's your sticker or a small free drink, you know, with purchase.
Right, right. Here's a coupon to come back next time. And yeah,
but, you know, I wish I was more like that. I wish I'd say, yeah, let's all do it. Because I know good dads who would. But
the closest thing we did to that recently was my wife and my oldest daughter were online for hours and hours trying to get Taylor Swift tickets, which they did not get. Because, you know, like the other 14 million people that didn't get them or something. But I thought they need to go back to spending the night standing in line to get tickets for concerts because that's the only way to do it.
I know it. The world has changed, Scott.
They're soft, man. They whine about waiting online and not getting tickets. I'm like, man, I stood out in the cold for Bob Seger tickets for like 8 hours.
That's right. And that's the way it always was. You stood in line, you had your money, you paid. Now it's all on apps and things like that, and I hate it.
Do you remember in college having to wait in line for registering for classes? Did you do that?
I don't think we did that.
That was how we all learned what our social security number was. It was like the only thing we actually learned in college was our social security numbers because we had to have our social security number to register for classes. And you had to go over to the basketball arena because that's where they had like, it was kind of almost like a, well, like a homeschool convention style thing where it was like tables for all the different courses and you had to go stand in line and try and register for the time you wanted. And
no, it took all I didn't have to do that. No.
It was a nightmare.
Purdue was way ahead of their time.
Yeah, I guess so.
They just sent us a card, I think. You know, that all gets a little foggy back in the day. You know, just like whole memories are just gone.
I was doing a lot of drugs back then.
No, you lower the bucket into the well and it comes up dry, you know? Like, nope, there's nothing there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sorry for that tangent. Go on.
That's okay.
Meaningful dad stuff.
So that was big. Did I tell you this last week, Scott? I probably should have. Did I tell you that Sam and his wife, McKenna, were going to the world premiere?
Yes. And actually, I had a friend there, too. Posted on Facebook. She was there. She has a friend who's, I don't know, one of the producers or something. So she was very excited when she found out I had a friend there, too.
Well, he had such a great time. I mean, that evening, it would have been when we recorded that night, he'd sent a picture. And it looked like a red carpet moment. I mean, he's, you know, they had red carpet and he's in kind of a dark suit with looks kind of like a tuxedo with a black bow tie, you know, and McKenna's all dressed up and they're against the backdrop, you know, that says Wing Feather Saga, you know, repeated over it, like just like in Hollywood.
That's awesome.
And he said it was awesome. He said there were like 1700 people and it was in this big brand new kind of, I would call it like a music hall or an opera house, you know, with, you know, multiple levels and the big stage up front and a dome in the center. And he said it was beautiful. And they had their picture taken with Jodie Benson, the voice of
awesome. The Little Mermaid.
And so he goes, it was super fun. And, you know, it's just cool to see your son in the limelight just for a few minutes, you know, because he's not one of those guys who just beams over certain things, but he looked like he was beaming, you know, like this is awesome. That's so it was super cool. And to let you all know, it makes its release, I guess. It's a series. It makes its release on December the 2nd. You can watch it on Angel Studios, the Angel Studios app. I think it's also going to be on YouTube. You know, it is by Andrew Peterson, who's a Christian. And my son said, you know, lots of the people working on it are Christians. And so it has that, you know, it's not like Fireproof or something like that that shares the gospel. But it is a maybe Christian allegory. I'm not even sure. I haven't even read the books, but I know lots of people have read the books. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And by watching it, it also helps them make the next season or the seasons after. So they're already talking multiple seasons.
And it helps keep your son from moving in with you.
That's right. That's right. That's true. That's true. And because in the animation world, you like only do... Your jobs are very short term. So you work on a project and then everybody leaves because there's no other project to work on. And so, if you know, some of the big studios, even they do kind of the same thing. But he's been working on it for a while and it looks like he's going to be working on it still for a while. So it's he loves it. He loves it. He loves the community and the team and it's been a good fit. So unlike that I mentioned last week, because I was going to go see A Strange World, which is Disney's Thanksgiving release. And there have been a lot of good Disney releases that we always have done. I'm just going to encourage you, Dad, because again, you're my people. Don't go to it. Strange World, it has I keep reading online about how this is like the first gay romance between two teen boys, you know, in a Disney movie. And it just makes me mad. I'm not going to make a big deal about it because, I'm not going to do that again. But we're just in a weird world. Scott, listen to this. This is the world we live in. And I just feel like dads need to do something. I don't know what. But this is on my screen. It takes up one line. I mean, one line of type. This is the headline I read and I copied it. Do you know who Emma Corrin is by any chance?
Nope.
I don't either. But apparently she's young and maybe she's famous. But she says, I wish I could do it kind of in a Valley Girl kind of voice, because that's how I just picture this. It just felt so weird, Emma Corrin says. They decided to adopt gender neutral pronouns because they felt uncomfortable hearing strangers refer to them as she. Does that make any sense at all?
No.
I mean, I read that and I'm like, well, who's they? You know, like a group of people decided that she, And I'm like, they is her, but she felt uncomfortable to be calling a she. So they want, she wants to be referred to as them. And I'm like, what do we live in today? So I don't know what our role is, Dad, but you know, remember the song, Mamas Don't Let Your Boys Grow Up to Be Cowboys. You know, daddies don't let your girls grow up to be them.
Yeah, or seriously.
Whatever. So, and I know, Dad, some of you are in the thick of it because I talk to you. You know, keep loving your daughter as a daughter, you know, and don't give up. I know it's hard, but don't give up and don't give in and just keep loving. Keep loving. Okay, Scott, we've already talked kind of about your Thanksgiving plans. This is a big weekend. Like I said, this feels like, to me, it always feels like Thanksgiving may be the best winter weekend of the whole year. Maybe even better than Christmas weekend, because Christmas is kind of like that week, you know. But this just feels like the horses are in the starting gate, you know. It's kind of a festive time today, but at the end of the day, the door opens and we get to run to Christmas with carefree abandon. You know, it's just like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade that I used to watch all the time. And I don't watch anymore, but I used to. And always throughout the entire, I don't know what, broadcast. Viewing. Broadcast. That's it, with Willard Scott and some others. You know, they would always, at every commercial break, they would say, stay tuned because coming up is Santa Claus, you know, and that was always kind of the end. Like, now it has begun. You know, it's like the Miracle on 34th Street beginning of the show. So there's just so much to do. And like I said, in the past, you know, we went to a movie, which we're not doing this year. Thank you, Disney. You know, but we're trying to think of other things to do as a family. I know Saturday I'm going to work on a house. That doesn't sound very Thanksgiving-ish. But dads, I just hope you take advantage of the weekend and enjoy it to the fullest. Don't do any work. And in fact, I was kind of thinking of things that, you know, just to kind of get you in that mindset. And if you haven't started listening to Christmas music, you need to pop that on right now. Go to Pandora, pick up your favorite Christmas, just, you know, Frank Sinatra Christmas. So that's a good one. Or Michael Bublé or Amy Grant. Or if you like some other country version, you can do that as well. Have you started listening to Christmas music, Scott?
I listen to it all year, man.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You mean like you just intersperse it, or you listen continually? Every song is Christmas.
If I have my phone like on shuffle, just playing through all my songs, and I get to a Christmas song, I'll probably listen to it. I probably won't skip it, even if it's like March or April or something. But I don't put on like the full album around the house or anything. So yeah, we have started. We do listen a lot more during Christmas season. So
well, that makes more sense than who listening to it all year round.
But there are people who like hate it. They're like, they will.
I know it. I know. We can't start listening to it until December the 1st. Yeah. No, we've already started listening. In fact, we decorated our house this past weekend. We didn't put up our tree. That's this weekend. We'll do that.
We got a new tree.
You did?
We did. But we didn't get a real one. We got a new artificial one. Sorry.
Yeah. That was one of those things I should have asked when we 10 years ago.
We used to, well, we did get real ones back then, but
the old bait and switch.
Yeah. We got lazy.
Yes. It's not lazy. I get it. You know, my son's wife is allergic to Christmas trees, and she was like, they had a live one for like 2 or 3 years, and she was miserable for the whole month.
That's
and
my son
finally like got a real, you know, artificial one, but he still, I think, looks at his wife in disgust at least one day out of the whole Christmas season, you know, like, yeah.
There are those things in young marriage that you have to figure out. I'm here to just derail the show today, by the way.
That's good. I'm good.
I recall early when we were engaged, actually, we were at my grandma's condominium, and my dad and my grandma and my aunt were all smoking like chimneys. And my wife has asthma and was literally like, like wheezing, you know, and my grandma's like, are you sick?
Yeah.
Now I look back and I'm like, I probably should have taken her to the hospital. We went outside and had a walk in the 4-degree weather, you know, and her lungs calmed down. But like, that's, you know, those things you don't know as a young husband. And then later on, you're like, wow, I was really not doing a good job then. Should have done something better to provide or protect or whatever.
Well, the good news is we're not doing much better now. You know, maybe when we're 85, we'll look back and go, you know, I wasn't a very good husband then, but we're getting better. We're getting better.
I keep thinking I'll get better at this. I keep thinking maybe I'll enjoy it more. It's like yesterday, I mean, we have all this stuff to get ready for because, so my wife's stepmother died this past year and, right. And we've helped a little bit the past couple of years, but they do like huge holidays at their house. And her dad isn't able to do it all himself. So we're helping out a lot since we're in town. And it's, I'm just marveling at what they've done all these years. Because he started putting up the Christmas lights outside at like the beginning of November.
Wow.
And we're still working on all the Christmas decorations. And we're going to help out with that some today when we go over there. And like doing the, you know, cooking and stuff yesterday, trying to get ready. And I'm like, it's like 11:30 at night and I'm smashing potatoes that I peeled at 10 o'clock at night. And I'm sitting here thinking, and my wife's still slaving away on something.
You know, you can get them in a box.
Well, and that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, why are we doing this? This is not fun. And then I'm like, honey, can I help you with anything? And I'm thinking in my head, like, I should be happy about this. This is like the joy of being a dad and a husband. Yeah. I'm like, Todd, I don't like you anymore because this stinks. I don't like doing this because I hear your voice in my head. And I'm like, no, you I don't want to
I hear
do
my
this.
Voice in my head, too, and I hate it.
I'm like,
you're the dad. You're
yeah,
dad.
Exactly. I'm like,
I would like to hear it with my wife's voice. You're the dad. You're the dad.
That's painful, man.
I know. It is painful.
So if the rest of you guys feel the way we do, you're not alone. We don't like this dad thing any better than you do.
It was thrust upon us. you know, and I think I can say it now because I haven't said it yet. I don't think I have, Scott, that my son Ike and his wife Carolyn are expecting.
Oh, my gosh.
They're expecting. So that'll be grandchild number 6. And
congratulations. You know,
and Ike is, I think, still in this. Huh?
He has that dazed look that will never go away.
I mean, they have a picture of her showing the pregnancy test, you know, and she looks like she's going to Disney World, you know, in 13 minutes. And he looks like someone slammed him in the head with a bucket or something. I don't know. He just has this. And you know, all my kids are like, I can't see Ike being a dad yet. I just don't think he's ready. And they're like, I don't think Ike thinks he's ready, you know? And I can remember me probably not feeling the same about myself. And I keep telling him he's going to do great, you know, cause he is going to be a great dad, but you know, it is kind of a shockeroo for lots of dads. And sometimes, like you said, Scott, it really, you don't get over the shock right away. I mean, it's not like, oh, you have a baby and now you're a dad and now you're great at it. Or you got married, now you're a husband, now you're great at it. It really is a lifelong thing. I mean, I wish I could get it down. I wish I could do it good, but I still feel lazy. I still miss it. I still know I should do a better job. And then, so I was thinking, Scott, you know, as we get ready to go into this Thanksgiving season, just here's a couple. It's like our game plan. So like I'm coaching Coach Todd. Make sure you communicate with your wife. Do that today. Scott's already behind the ball because he's probably already done this because his Thanksgiving begins today. But talk to your wife, maybe even text her. Say, hey, you know, is there anything I can do? You know, kind of anything I should know about? Do you have any expectations? Because there is nothing worse when your wife goes, well, we're going to get ready. We're going to go. Can you watch the kids? And you're like, I was playing football this afternoon, or I was going to watch the game, or I'm going to take a nap. You know, you don't want any surprises. You want to be right there. Cause even if she goes, well, hey, I'm getting ready to leave. And you go, oh yeah, right. It looks like you forgot. So communicate with your wife, just do it sometime today. You'll be glad you did.
You might win some points if you say, hey, honey, do you need me to go to the grocery for us?
Exactly. Even though, Scott, I have learned it's not about points.
Yeah, I know.
And there's, you know, they see through that. You know, even that, and that's how bad I am, Scott. You know, I heard this lady was saying to us, she goes, you know, you need to do it because you're doing it for her good, not so you can just make her happy so she will be nice to you. And I'm like, wow, that's true.
That don't make a lick of sense to me. I don't understand.
I know it, but I find myself doing sometimes nice things and wanting something in return. Hold on. I got to make a pause here. I've got people texting me. Okay. I don't know what I was talking about.
Not getting points. Yeah. I'm supposed to remember this stuff, aren't I?
We'll just make a smooth break right here.
Well, I was going to say, my wife went to, or got a grocery order delivered, and the dude, like, they were out of pineapples, like the actual, you know, an actual pineapple. So they, and as a substitute, they charged us for this little plastic box that had like about five chunks of pineapple in it.
Yeah.
It was like cut, you know, fresh pineapple cut for you.
Right.
Like, yeah, my wife about lost her mind. She's like, what am I supposed to do with this? And they charge us like double probably. Like,
I would be so terrible at that job. I would be like, we didn't have pineapple. Here's a loaf of bread as a substitute. Yes. So anyway, so I got derailed there just for a second, which I'll probably have to pay for in just a few seconds. But so communicate with your wife tomorrow. Stay involved for the whole weekend. Stay involved. Don't pull yourself out. I know it's easy and I can do it. I do it all the time. Actually, you know, the ladies are kind of doing their thing in the kitchen or getting ready and the guys just kind of hang out. You know, when I had young kids, sometimes it's easy just let the kids run off and then I didn't really know where they are. Just stay involved, you know, go ahead and watch the game, go ahead and eat lots and do your thing. But just then every once in a while, get up and check on the kids or get up and ask your wife, hey, is there anything I can do? You know, do you need me to run and go get something? So stay involved. This weekend, be extravagant. You know, when they all go, hey, let's all go play putt-putt. Go, okay, that sounds fun. You know, or when they want to go get ice cream or, you know, get candy canes or do whatever. You know, it is expensive being a dad, and this is a great weekend to show some of that. Just say sure a lot. You know, when they ask if you want to go play football, say sure. When they ask if they can do something, sure. And if you haven't planned already, this is a great weekend to get your Christmas tree to, or get it out of the box and get it out of the basement and set it up. But again, then be involved in that. Be involved in decorating your house. Put up a few lights. Don't delegate it to everybody else. Because I know some dads who they kind of just pass that off onto their wife and kids and they miss out on the best. And then this weekend, dad, make sure you give God lots of thanks. Make sure you thank your kids and your wife as well. Because, you know, the thing is Thanksgiving is where you give it. If you don't give it, then it's just Thanksgiving. I think you should say to your kids, each of your children, say thank you for dot, dot, dot. You know, thanks for being my son. Thanks for being so this, you know, and tell your wife, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for putting up with me when I fail you. You know, just thanks for being my life partner. And then maybe when this is over, just spend a couple minutes, because I know in the busyness of it, it gets pushed out. Thank God for the good stuff, the hard stuff, the easy kids, the hard kids, the job that you have, even if you don't like it. The house you have, even if you don't like it, you know, the cars that you have, even if they're broken, you know, and just thank God for allowing you to be the dad. And don't let that get pushed out. Hey, Dad, I love being on this team. You know, every time I start this show, I'm like, oh, you know, like minutes before I think, oh, I got to go do this, you know, and sometimes because we've done it for a long time and that it becomes one of those things you think, oh, I got to go do that. I got to fit it in. But I'm always so thankful after we've had this time together because I appreciate you all so much. Just yesterday, several of you sent me pictures of, you know, That's So D, you know, things and letters. And I just love being a part of this. because it's really, really important. So have a great weekend, a good long weekend. Leave your phone on the counter. Don't keep checking it all the time. Go all in and do it because you did that. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.